Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again with you, and we're talking about the sad subject today about the Chick-fil-A and their bowing and bending to the sodomite LGBTQ Gestapo and the stormtroopers therewith that's been storming the doors for the Chick-fil-A for years now, simply because of Dan Cathy's public stand about marriage being between a man and a woman and not otherwise. And as a result of that, they've been facing the fiery darts of the wicked one called Satan himself. And we've been talking about that. I believe we have another caller on the phone. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, am I on?
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll just be a minute or two. You know, now we'll see how far Chick-fil-A will slip. Whenever companies lose their founders, it seems things change, and usually not for the best. You know, Sam Walmart and the president of Publix, not to saying that Walmart or Publix is that bad, but things change. They weren't the way they were when the founders were there. And also it begs the question, what will believers do now? Will they still patronize Chick-fil-A as they have, or won't they? So a debate will ensue about that. Thanks. Bye.
That's a great question. In fact, I'll respond to that during the course of this broadcast in several different fashions. It's not only what will Christians do in response to it, will Christians continue to support and patronize Chick-fil-A, but the greater question and the greater debate and sad dialogue that we need to have is what will it do to the ideal that Christians have seen in Chick-fil-A? That has been the flagship, that's been the standard bearer for the Christians across America, and watching how God has blessed Chick-fil-A because they have taken a tenacious stand against wickedness and against evil. Ladies and gentlemen, you're aware of these groups that have been labeling Chick-fil-A as a hate group. In fact, these groups, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army and the Paul Anderson Youth Home in Georgia, all have been raided and called hate groups by the LGBTQ. By the Gestapo stormtroopers. Ladies and gentlemen, the recent announcement of Chick-fil-A has brought shockwaves across America. Shockwaves. And I say that literally. I have probably no less than 25 or 35 articles before me, and time won't allow us to even touch on a tenth of those, where from different segments of Christian society across America, Christian organizations, etc., and what they're saying. Here's one that says Chick-fil-A catering to the liberal mob. Here's when Chick-fil-A responds to backlash over Salvation Army breakup with statement on new giving approach. But ladies and gentlemen, here's one that I do want us to read on the air. It comes from former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee said, "I'm sure you've heard that Chick-fil-A has fully surrendered the very leftist to the very leftist anti-Christian hate group. In August of 2012, I asked to help promote Chick-fil-A's Appreciation Day. It was an incredible display of quiet, loving support and record sales. I now regret that I did it and that I invited your participation. It's a sad day. I wonder how long before they go ahead and open on Sunday now." Ladies and gentlemen, Chick-fil-A's taken the stand that Sunday is God's day, and they wanted their employees to have the joy of worshiping together on God's day. Here's an article that's headlined, "Chick-fil-A folds after sustained LGBTQ hate campaign abandons Christian charities." Let me just read you about two paragraphs of this article. We've got a caller on the line, but we'll be with them in just one moment if you'll hang in there with us. "Every Christian's favorite fast food chain, Chick-fil-A, has apparently folded to the LGBTQ hate campaign that has plagued them for years, causing protests and shutdowns of business across the nation. It all started when CEO Dan Cathy publicly supported California's Proposition 8 in defense of traditional marriage, and it went downhill from there. Activists have not let up on insisting on boycotts and citywide bans of the restaurant. Despite these attacks, customer support remains strong. Chick-fil-A has been named as the best fast food restaurant chain customer satisfaction year after year after year. Chick-fil-A's chief operating officer has made the decision to cut ties with charitable outlets like the Salvation Army, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home, which have been targeted by LGBTQ activists for not supporting the activists' preferred gay causes. the one that is in charge now as the chief operating officer and the president, says this: there's no question. We know that we go in, as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. Notice now, he said, there's no question. We know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. Ladies and gentlemen, I made a little marginal note on this article. Money market-driven decision, not biblical principles anymore, is what happens, what is taking place. Further, he says, who they are now appears to be spineless, virtuous singularities. Chick-fil-A has been, for years, the beacon of sanity in this misguided world. And they've set the corporate standard for the world by having its principles despite its opposition. Refusing to capitulate to the minority of troublemakers, what changed is unknown. Starting next year, Chick-fil-A will focus its charitable giving on approved charities like homelessness and education. You can bet your salary that whatever charitable organizations they choose will be LGBTQ approved. Further, this article says, what a shame to watch this great company sink under cultural pressure. Its base of Christian customers might not feel as loyal to the brand after watching them sell out to the gay mafia. Quote, when there is tension, we want to make sure that we're being clear. We think this is going to be helpful, the now president of Chick-fil-A said. It's just the right thing to do. To be clear, eating and caring for supportive members and people in our community is what we need to do. Weaseling out of supporting Christian organizations by couching in its work like caring and supportive doesn't erase the sour taste of betrayal that every Christian sees as a result of what Chick-fil-A is doing. A local attorney, at least an attorney out of Orlando, made the statement. He's a part of a Christian organization in the state of Florida. Roger Ganim says, still, I find Chick-fil-A's decision sad, at least on two levels. First, their growth to bring the third largest, being the third largest chain, food chain on the planet, has clearly shown that you don't have to cave to the pressure in order to survive and grow as a company. Even more sad, however, is that without even mentioning their name, the Chick-fil-A Foundation's decision will only reinforce the slander of the organization that they are no longer giving and caring that the LGBTQ has stated. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad day in America today for every Christian, for every Christian business, for every Christian entrepreneur that's looked at Chick-fil-A and the Truett-Cathy model of biblical principles and see how God has so blessed it. It's a sad day to see that go by the board. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
It's interesting to me that political correctness seems to be such a tool. It should not be a standard for believers. Political correctness ought to be completely ignored by the believer. It's definitely a tool for Satan. I mean, if you step back in time, constantly moving the goalpost through political correctness has led us down a dark path. If you step back in time to Bill Clinton's era, that signed the legislation, DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, that federally recognized marriage only between one man and one woman. And that same administration insisted upon a don't ask, don't tell policy for homosexuality within the military. Ford, and what happened? Defense of Marriage was actually crushed under Barack Obama. Barack Obama entered office and set in the Defense of Marriage Act. And, of course, as we move forward, it went from don't ask, don't tell to out of the closet, anything goes. The same steps of progress, progress is post are moving the goalpost, recentering the field. When progressives talking about balance, what they mean is we're going to give you a radical objective, and then we want you to meet us halfway. And as soon as you meet us halfway, we're going to afford another radical objective and move the goalpost a little further and a little further and a little further. so that it's easier for them to obtain their end goals. You know, but as they're moving the goalpost, as they're inching towards some undisclosed location, you know, where is that location? What is the location? Where they want to carry us to? I mean, recently, for 40, 50, 60 years, the left, the Democrats, have wanted to tell us that, you know, that it was socialism. But now they're out of the closet. I mean, your Bernie Sanders, your FCs, your Elizabeth Warren, you're right on down the list. They're out of the closet socialist. You step back in time, 70s, a socialist candidate that said he didn't need to run for president anymore because the Democratic Party had adopted his goals. But what is the end from a spiritual perspective? You know, when they're constantly moving the goalpost, when they're constantly shifting the center. Well, they're moving toward an Christ spiritual end. And you see how all these together. I just want to know from your perspective, when will pastors wake up and realize there's truly a battle that's going on? There's actually a war for the culture, for the souls out there, and they're going to move the culture, shift the culture so as to make the souls unobtainable or to persecute Christians to the point that they completely squash any influence of God in the culture.
Yes, well, Greg, what I've said for years and years, and you've heard it, and others have heard me make this statement, it's the battle for the soul of America. It's the battle for the soul of America. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say we're at the crossroads of that battle for the soul of America. And we can go back and look at some of the standards in the Scripture. Jesus did not compromise. Paul did not compromise. Daniel did not compromise. Nehemiah did not compromise. In fact, when Nehemiah was called of God to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem, he gathered together 49,752 people to help him to rebuild the wall. And as they were working, according to Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 1 and following, as they were doing the work, as they were building the wall around Jerusalem, the enemies came in, the enemies picketed, the enemies laughed at, the enemies mocked at. They circled the Nehemiah and his workers. They mocked at them. They ridiculed them. They threatened them. And Nehemiah simply prayed and said, God, you see what they're doing? God, you handle this. And Nehemiah and his workers kept on doing the work. And eventually, Nehemiah and his workers had to work with a sword in one hand and the mortar and the brick and the trowel in the other hand, doing the work, but working and being aware of the enemies and continued to carry out the work. When he was challenged to come down from the scaffold, if you will, and the work, he said, the work is too great. I can't come down. There needs to be the mindset in America today, Greg, for every Christian, for every pastor in particular, if you're worth your salt and you're standing in the pulpit, you need to stand and speak. This needs to be widely heard and understood that there is no compromise in the Scripture. No such thing as political correctness in the Scripture. No such thing as bowing or bending and saying that if we bow or bend and give a little here and a little there, that it would be all right. If you don't believe that, just ask the leadership now at Chick-fil-A. They've tried to give just a little, and as we will talk about in a moment, and I've got the articles that shows that, the sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers have already said that's not enough. They want sodomite workers in the organization called Chick-fil-A. They want the Chick-fil-A now to embrace and to recruit sodomites to come in, the LGBTQ agenda to be carried out publicly and openly in the marketplace called Chick-fil-A. They're demanding greater and greater bending and bowing to their demands. So, Greg, I'm simply saying, in answer to your question and your statement, you're exactly right. Where will this lead us? What will this do? How will pastors stand? What will they do? I say, it's a sad day when we see on a national scale the harm, the damage, the ridicule that's brought upon Christians and upon Christian businesses simply because Chick-fil-A and their decision to bow to political correctness.
You know, bending toward the laws of correctness, as Shapiro identifies them, Ben Shapiro, it doesn't work. They're never satisfied. Of course, the real focus when it comes to the war, I believe, is probably articulated with the in the Ephesians. Is it Ephesians text? Is it, yeah, Ephesians 6.
We're to follow
the whole armor of God. And why? You know, because there's a battle going on, folks. And that's, you know, and maybe you can get the entire thing there, but, you know, in the end, what we're supposed to do according to that text, is to stand. You know, when you stand, you're not giving up ground. And it's interesting, all the armor that's referenced in that text, it's all front-facing armor. If you turn your back on the enemy, there's no armor to protect you. When you start retreating and you're running away, there's no armor to protect you. At least that's my take in the text.
That's right.
But it's amazing, too, that there's such anger and venom on the left. Well, actually, it's not amazing. Christians need to be cognizant of the fact that left is never going to be satisfied. They're driven by a satanic power, and nothing you can do will pacify this preacher that was on a subway. This is a week and a half ago, I believe. He's just reading from the Bible. And he is assaulted by, I believe, a transvestite, a 6'1" black woman, is how the report read, with a stiletto heel that just bashed him on the head because they wanted him to shut up, to stop reading the Bible. 30 stitches later, his head was put back together. That's the response you get when you confront evil, when you're just sharing the truth in love. You know, but that's the response that we saw in the scripture in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when it was just spoken. You know, when they wanted to cohabitate, when they wanted to have relations with those two angels that appeared as men, the admonition was, "Do not so wickedly." Those were the exact words. Do not do so wickedly. And those in Sodom absolutely responded by with violence. We're gonna come in. We're gonna trash the place. That was the response. So nothing has really changed. You know, Satan has operated the same way from day one all the way to today. Christians, though, in engaging the battle, you share Christ. You share the truth and love. Here's what I'm concerned about is that the giving up ground is crept into the church. When the head of our Southern Convention, I hate to beat up on the fellow, but J.D. Greer, please make your message plain and clear and let it be a scriptural message. Stop playing this halfway stuff when it comes to homosexuality. It's sin. The scripture calls it sin. Don't call it an affliction. You know, they're just afflicted. Call it sin, because by calling it sin, you're sticking with the scripture. You're sharing the truth and love. Let those folks know that you need a savior. You need a redeemer. You need to be redeemed from this lifestyle of sin. It's not to beat up on a person. Just call sin, sin. Stop letting this creep into the church. Stop letting this creep into and change the standard. The standard is the standard is the standard. The truth of God's word doesn't change based on your feelings.
That's it, exactly. And one of the things, Greg, that I'm so alarmed by on this, in fact, I had pondered for 2 or 3 days if I wanted to respond to this on the air, because I didn't want to come across as beating up on a wonderful Christian organization. But listen very carefully. Chick-fil-A had been supporting over 300 charitable organizations, charitable groups across America. And now they have determined they're going to give to only three. They will select maximum 3 charitable organizations in each geographical location where they have stores. That will reduce the number of charitable organizations that have been depending on these dollars, these gift dollars from Chick-fil-A Foundation, to enhance their operation in order for the gospel to go out and for their ministries to be able to support and to take care of people. For example, with the Salvation Army. What's the Salvation Army done for all of these years except help people, feed people, give clothing and shelter for the homeless and for those that are in need? Where's the problem with that? They have the Salvation Army has never publicly, openly taken a stand against the LGBTQ, the sodomite lifestyle, etc. They help anybody and everybody that has the need and will come to them for that need. Here's an article that says, until this change, Chick-fil-A had donated to over 300 charitable groups. It will now donate to just 3 charitable groups within the within the geographical area in which it does business, with each charity being linked to the core initiative of education, homelessness, and hunger. It is going to be a major. This is the point that I make with that, ladies and gentlemen, is here is one organization that now there will be a rippling effect across the nation. There will be a detrimental negative effect as a result of one man in the position of leadership now with Chick-fil-A that's determined he's going to bow and bend to the demands of the sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers that's saying that they won't open door and they're going to either force themselves in or they're going to try to shut the business down. Greg, hold on. We've got another caller on the line. Let's entertain the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for your wonderful broadcast. History showed that Neville Chamberlain went to Hitler, and he came back with a piece of paper about peace, but it turned out to be worthless. And that's the same thing that Chick-fil-A is doing. Just bowing down to him like Neville Chamberlain, like England did, is going to wind up in a disaster. There's no good going to come out of it. And I'm so glad that you can see it and you're alerting your listeners on the broadcast to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the comment and for your encouragement. And ladies and gentlemen, may I say this? I still say that Chick-fil-A had a good beginning. Chick-fil-A had a good run for many, many years. Chick-fil-A has honored God in the principles, biblical principles. But I'm concerned now with where it's going in the future. I'm concerned with what is taking place with the ripples. It is my observation that in this decision, ladies and gentlemen, this decision was not made by Truett Cathy. He's dead. This decision was not made by Dan Cathy. He's no longer president of Chick-fil-A. The decision was made by the new president, a new view of business, a political correctness view, contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the Christian principles that God, as a result of that, that God had blessed Chick-fil-A for all of these years. It is a sad commentary on where we are in the nation today with this. Here's an article, Greg, if you'll hang in there for a moment. Here's an article that says Chick-fil-A caves to the LGBTQ bullies, will no longer donate to anti-gay Christian charities. And it goes back and recaps what we've already said in relationship to that. But here's the article that is the sum total of what I'm wanting us to understand. Surprise, 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 headline says, Chick-fil-A's appeasement not good enough for the gay activists. I'm reading you headlines from an article that was published yesterday afternoon about 3:40 p.m. This article says in part, Chick-fil-A's decision to stop donating to organizations that support traditional marriage will no longer be enough to satisfy the demands of the LGBTQ activists. The leading gay rights group, GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, said in a statement that it wants the popular fast food chain now to ensure a safe workplace for the LGBTQ employees and to forthrightly publicly denounce the company's anti-LGBTQ reputation. Quote, end quote. Quote, Chick-fil-A if Chick-fil-A is serious about their pledge to stop holding hands with a divisive anti-LGBTQ activist, then further transparency is needed regarding their deep ties to organizations like Focus on the Family, which exists purely to harm LGBTQ people and families, GLAAD said in its statement. Further, in addition to the refraining from financially supporting LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ organizations, Chick-fil-A still lacks policies to ensure safe workplace for the LGBTQ employees and should unequivocally speak out against the LGBTQ reputation that their brand represents, the statement concluded. Further, the gay rights human rights campaign sounded their similar note, saying, while this is an important step for Chick-fil-A, the company still does not have the workplace protections and policies that can fully ensure the inclusiveness of LGBTQ. Now, what I'm saying is, Greg, and to our listening audience, now the LGBTQ sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers are saying that's not enough. We want you now to publicly to repudiate your previous stand. We want you to publicly say you were wrong. We want you to publicly embrace the sodomite lifestyle. We want you to publicly open the doors and recruit sodomite employees. We want you to publicly say to the Christians that held your hands up, that supported you, that they are wrong and you're right now. And so the LGBTQ sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers will never be satisfied until they totally control and or crush the Christians and Christian business. Greg, what do you say to that statement?
I think you're spelling it out perfectly with regard to the radical elements in leadership in these organizations. I think you have a lot of homosexuals out there, and those fall into these different categories, the LGBTQIA, right on down the list. I think tons of those, they are engaged in that lifestyle, and they recognize it as sinful, and they're not fully aware of what it takes to redeem them. They haven't been confronted with the gospel of Jesus Christ, many of them. Those that have already hardened their heart to any truth, I don't think there's anything that's going to change them. But for the radicals, truly, they don't want tolerance. They want dominance. They want to be able to dominate and tell the Christian to shut up. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, you know, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless.
Yes.
Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. You know, folks need to realize that we as believers, we have to continue to share the truth in love. You can't submit, you can't roll over, you can't fall back from your position. You have to stand. And I'm saddened by the fact that pastors have failed to engage so many, and some have followed the lead of J.D. Greer. I know you're running out of time here. There's a man up on the other day that hit this subject very, very well. It says, first, we overlook evil. Then we permit evil. Then we legalize evil. Then we promote evil. Then we celebrate evil. Then we persecute those who still call it evil. And I think that's the progress that we've seen. You know, the progressives, you know, I'm going to make them eat those words. They want progress. Well, we know that in the end of their progress, we end up with socialism when it comes to economic things, and we end up with an anti-Christ spirit when it comes to spiritual things. They truly desire to persecute those that do nothing other than share the truth of the God. That's where we are today. They're coming out of the closet, if you will, you radicals, those that are literally, you know, per Satan's agenda 100% full-throatedly, those individuals would like to persecute believers.
Yes.
I think it was the head of Planned Parenthood that said her greatest day was when taxpayer dollars were used to support the abortion industry. Essentially, she furthered that remark, something along the line of making Christians pay for that which they hate, something along that line.
Right. Greg, we've got about 30 seconds. Let me say this in closing in about 30 seconds. Chick-fil-A has caused God to remove his hand, a blessing, I believe, from that organization, and the sodomites will ultimately destroy it. And that was once a shining light on the hill for professionals, Christians, and professionals across America to follow in that footsteps. So it is a harm to all the Christians across America today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us in this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.